This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Those who have at least a more than cursory knowledge of the Bible are familiar with the contest between Eliyahu, aka Elijah, and the prophets of Baal upon Mount Carmel. You'll find the account in 1 Kings chapter 18. After the Lord demonstrated his mighty power, both by consuming the sacrifice with fire from heaven and sending heavy rain after 3 years of drought, Queen Isabel learned that the prophets of Baal had been executed, and she sought to kill Eliyahu. Eliyahu fled into the wilderness and there was fed by the hand of an angel, the original angel food cake, and that food sustained Eliyahu for 40 days. Eliyahu traveled to Mount Horeb, the place where God delivered the commandments to Moshe. Eliyahu spent the night in a cave there, and the word of the Lord came to him, asking, "What are you doing here, Eliyahu?" Eliyahu responded by explaining his own reasons for coming there. He said, "I have been very zealous for Yahweh, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and have slain your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life away." After a wind, an earthquake, and a fire, God revealed himself in a still, small voice. Came the question again, "What are you doing here, Eliyahu?" So Eliyahu replied, "I have been very zealous for Yahweh, God of hosts, because the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, have thrown down your altars, and have slain your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life away." God then gave Eliyahu instructions to go and anoint 2 kings and a prophet, and informed Eliyahu that he had reserved 7,000 in Israel, who had not bowed to Baal nor kissed him. Eliyahu was called to a life of service and action. When fear came upon him, he went and hid himself in a cave, where he was not serving in any capacity. When God asked him what he was doing in that place, Eliyahu rehearsed the woes that caused him to retreat. What Eliyahu was doing was unproductive sulking. Perhaps you too have experienced adversity that has persuaded you to disengage from serving the Lord, and you are fearful of stepping out of your cave. I suspect that there are at least 7,000 other believers out there who can encourage you to keep fighting the good fight. What are you doing where you are at? What assignments does God have for you? Now, go honor your king.